You don't see it, do you? How close we are to absolute chaos. The sick ones are sitting on their fat masses, eating and drinking themselves into a stupor, polluting the world without a second thought while it goes down the toilet. Nobody wants to do the nasty work. You know, the shit that we all just think about. Most good citizens are just along for the ride and then bitch and moan and complain about everything when it doesn't work out. Not me. Get it done.
Revolution Radio, where we do the nasty work. www.freedomslips.com.
Thank you for tuning in to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. If you plan to call in and speak with one of our hosts, please turn down your radio and separate yourself from any background noise and wait for the area code to be called on before you speak. And don't forget, Revolution Radio freedomslips.com is listener supported. So stop by the homepage, freedomslips.com, visit the site support area to help support the host you're listening to's airtime. Thank you. Revolution Radio freedomslips.com, where the truth never sleeps.
We're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace. Stupidity.
I'll do you for that. Oh, what? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome one, welcome all, and it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on until 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern Time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
Hey, everybody. It's time for Keith AZ Live, and we have a wonderful guest tonight. Let me first just do some station business. This is Revolution Radio, and you can find us at freedomslips.com, also at revolution.radio. I am monitoring the chat room, so if you have any questions, please type them in capital letters. As always, this station survives by your wonderful donations. I'm just a lowly host. The management team, all of us are volunteers, 100%. Nobody is getting any money. It's just that the donations go to paying for the bandwidth and the electricity to run the servers. So do please take a few moments and go to that, click that support tab, whether it's $5 or 500 million, whatever you feel comfortable with. This is why I get to be here. I'm in my eighth year here, and the station itself is in its 10th. This is such a joy. I can't even tell you how honored I feel to be able to participate in this venue. So tonight we have somebody who I think super highly of and just delighted to have on. It's been some time, but we have Dan Willis joining us. Dan Willis. And Dan, I'm feeling so much love tonight. I'm in a situation where my my older brother and both of my younger sisters are visiting. So we're just having so much fun and really experiencing a lot of creative energy. And I think there's a lot of that going around right now. I know these are challenging times. And of course, the topic that we want to talk about tonight is certainly challenging. I told them not to listen to. They voted for Biden. I mean, just like, oh my God, you know. So, but what we have to share tonight is some hardcore information, you know, about what's actually really going on. And by the way, Dan, I just want to say again, I am just honored that you're joining me tonight. It's such a delight. You are one of the most wonderful people I'm aware of, and I have great admiration for you and real gratitude that you're joining me tonight.
Keith, great to join you again. It's been a long time, and you've been doing this on Revolution Radio for 8 years now. Wow.
Yeah, I'm in my eighth year. It's about 7.5 or 7 2/3 approximately.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of a long time, you know, it's about three more days. Yeah. It's going to be May 9th, 2021, which would be exactly 20 years to the day that on May 9th, 2001, you know, I joined other top secret military witnesses and we tried to disclose major disclosure to the people of the planet.
Was Stephen Greer's project?
Yeah, the Disclosure Project, yeah. May 9th, 2001, 20 top secret military witnesses, which I was one, went before the mainstream media of the world, the largest event in the history of the National Press Club, to disclose that our government's been illegally infiltrated. We have these advanced technologies that are being withheld and all kinds of explosive information, but they control the media. So they basically did a limited hangout and, you know, suppressed it so people didn't really know. But it went viral on the internet, as you know, inspired some people.
To those of us that were paying attention, it was a big deal. And, of course, in June, they're supposed to disclose a lot. But what has happened already? You know, I know the subjects you want to go into, and we'll go into that. But, you know, I mentioned to you in text, I'll tell you what have they just told us? You know, we just had another Pentagon disclosure, and they're telling us, yeah, this pyramid-shaped object was, you know, doing maneuvers that we can't account for. And then before that, there was the TikTok, and before that, there's the Pentagon disclosure, which actually Tucker Carlson covered on Fox News. He said sources said that we have recovered. They didn't say we've recovered UFOs. They said we've recovered non-terrestrial vehicles. So what does that exactly mean? You know, well, it means that they've got craft from people not of this earth. Advanced technology vehicles that apparently can travel at least inner solar system. But of course, you know, you and I probably surmise that this means interstellar. So very exciting.
Yeah, one of the things we disclosed in 2001 is that back in 1954, we had anti-gravity, you know, developed, you know, about 20 years behind Nazi Germany. And that we had developed, they were titled alien reproduction vehicles that could go superluminal speeds that unfortunately my dear witness friend Mark McCandish just, I found out, passed away. You know, a lot of the witnesses been passing away, like Carl Wolf. He got run over by a huge truck on his bicycle, and he testified that he saw, you know, the bases on the other side, on the dark side of the moon. And he said at the end of his testimony, here it is 30 years ago today, and I hope to hear it on the evening news, but you never did. And then Clifford Stone, you know, he passed away. He was a retrieval team member. They categorized 57 different extraterrestrial species by the year 1989 when he got out. You know, all of us stated we're willing to testify under oath before the, you know, all the 22 right. cameras of the mainstream media. You know, explosive testimonies, you know, basically it came about, the whole event is because, you know, if you get into research, you know, I've been researching since 1969 when I had my military experience, and, you know, I've been kind of in and out on it, you know, researching what I can, what you could back in those days. And then from the year 2001, you know, being an ex-ABC newsman and looking at what the media was doing to these explosive testimonies that, you know, we were stating basically our government's been infiltrated by these illegal operations that were, the whole National Press Club was green-lighted because the head of intelligence for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, you know, Vice Admiral Thomas Wilson, he was shown the documents of these unacknowledged special access programs, reverse engineering extraterrestrials over at S4, you know, run by the corporations, and he was denied access. And he was mad as hell, and he told Dr. Greer, if you can get your people willing to testify under oath, and he gathered over 500 witnesses. I'm only one of over, you know, 20 of us went before the cameras. You have my permission to go to the media with this. This group is illegal. You know, this was 1997, so in 2001, he did exactly that, but because the infiltrated elements have complete control over the mainstream media, they did it in such a way to make it sound like we wanted to have a congressional hearing on the reality of UFOs, you know, which, you know, doesn't get anybody's attention. We didn't talk about, you know, that, you know, we're bases on the other side of the moon, 57 species, nukes being shut down. That we've already had faster than light craft, that we have zero point energy. We have these scientists and these black projects that can prove before an open congressional hearing that it works, put it on the table. You know, and that presidents, CIA directors, heads of intelligence are all being illegally denied access. You know, all of that was, you know, of course, you know, kind of overlooked.
And, it'll be interesting to see how they you know, play this, how they spin it. You know, we've already had extraordinary disclosure. I mean, just the ones you and I have both mentioned here are game changers, you know, and these should be the biggest stories ever. The fact that we're not alone in the universe is second only to does God exist? And in that case, I say, well, the fact that we are shows that there's a creator, you know, so for me, that's not even on the table. You know, it's just a reality that I am that I am, right? But the fact that UFOs exist and they've been interacting with us for, oh my God, how long? You know, back to Atlantis, back to the dinosaurs. You know, has Earth been terraformed and colonized? You know, that's where I'm coming from. That's you know, what I've expressed on this show here is that the reality of it is that we're actually extraterrestrials ourselves. We have extraterrestrial genetics, and so many of us, myself included, are having contacts. Myself, I'm aware I've had contacts with 8 different extraterrestrials, and some of them not so nice. But
I have the same perspective as you, Keith. You know, I believe the majority of them are benevolent, but there's some that are not. And you know, you have to look at, there's different agendas tied. You know, there's a disclosure coming up, you know, the 180-day, you know, that they're supposed to share between all 18 intelligence agencies, all the UFO data, by, I think it's June 1st or something. You know,
we'll see, you know, I don't trust anything, but, you know, especially after stolen election, but, you know, we'll see how this plays out. I, believe that it's up to us to bring our conscious energy into manifestation. And if we choose to know, we can. And so let's make it happen as a group effort here. And that's what, you know, I encourage all of you wonderful listeners. And I know there's tons of you. I know this is a big audience. So thank you all. Your energy interest actually propels this into coalescing, you know, condensing from the etheric realm into the physical realm. So we're going to see it happen. I think, listen, Dan, it's my opinion, the potential is huge. for disclosure. They're maybe, you know, they'll probably keep us on the hook and keep us waiting, but you never know. We're in real time of real fluid time of manifestation. Is really hard for me as a psychic to read the future because things are so fluid right now.
People need to research so they're not bamboozled. They need to know that there's a lot of agendas tied to the,
right.
You know, the disclosure thing. You know, some are, you know, traveling, you know, tied in with New York Times and To the Stars Academy, the advanced aerial threat phenomena, you know, the thing out of the Pentagon is all tied into an alien threat
and
situation.
You know, potential another fear agenda. Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and when you research into this subject matter, you know, when you start to really wonder why the government and the media have withheld the UFO reality, you know, because it's like slipping out all over the place, you know, is like, but they still continually. Why we're even waiting for disclosure. We should have had, disclosure a long time ago. You'll eventually discover that we really didn't win the war with the Nazis. They infiltrated and controlled for generational indoctrination, our education and media, and much more with their alliance, you know, sometimes called, you know, quote, the deep state. You know, both Eisenhower and Kennedy attempted to warn us. Our government has been infiltrated a few decades ago, and they have complete control over our communication systems, if you haven't noticed.
You know, sadly, I have to agree with you. Sadly, you know, the thing is, this is one of the things I try to present on the show, is that one of the keys is that the narrative. And so I have my wonderful family visiting, and, you know, I tell them, you know, just because you saw it on TV doesn't mean it's real. You know, there's a difference between what's on television and what is reality. But, you know, to this day, so many people are still hooked in to just following this narrative and thinking that's, you know, like Walter Cronkite, this is the way it is, you know. But you and I know better. I had a sighting back when I was 13 years old, back in 1972, of a couple of UFOs flying by that looked very much like what's his name? The Gulf Breeze sightings, Walter. I've forgotten his last name, but what he photographed and then Bruce McAfee, analyzed. And man, that looked very much like that same type of craft. And in my case, that same blue beam they used to lift you up inside that little scout ship and then take you up into the big cigar-shaped mothership. As best as I can recover my memories of that, because it's incredibly traumatic. I mean, it's so traumatic that they don't have to work that hard to blank your memories, because your own natural reaction is to want to suppress it because it's so harsh, such a harsh reality. But there it is, you know. And so just because they're dead doesn't mean they're smart. Just because they're extraterrestrial doesn't mean they're nice. In this case, these extraterrestrials were not nasty or evil. They just had their job to do, but boy, they had awful energy.
Yeah. You know, they're like little robots. Yeah, with no emotion or what. You know, the greatest
hive mind, actually, Dan. They had, it's like, if you look into one pair of eyes, it's the same as the other pair of eyes. It's the same collective looking at you.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, you know, and some of the group, you know, some of the people are, you know, well-known people are saying, you know, all the extraterrestrials are good. There is no predatory race. But, you know,
that's right.
That's how the Nazis were able to get a 20-year jump on the United States, is because they gained an alliance with a reptilian predatory race. And so that's how they were able to intimidate, you know, the Truman and Eisenhower administrations. You know, what is, you know, the UFO is an interesting topic, you know. You know, what I'm seeing today, what's happening, you know, through their control of the mainstream media, you know, they've essentially manipulated the statistics to make the public afraid enough to take voluntarily accept this non-FDA approved emergency experimental DNA modifying injection into their bodies. Well, what is your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm right with you. So I told my brother, says, "You're getting the vaccine, aren't you?" I said, "Hell no. You freaking ain't. There's no way I trust that." First of all, I think, you know, of all of it, I think there's actually AI intelligence involved. There's a real deep level of nanotechnology that I suspect is part of that vaccine. We've even seen it. Actually, I've watched some videos, even just the swabs where they swab your nose and do a test. I won't even take the test for it. You know, I'm not having any of it.
Yeah, evidence that you can get, that. What they have, the nanobot material into your body, it breaks the brain barrier.
Right, the brain barrier, right.
Yeah. You know, I've been looking at, you know, I've been just researching this, you know, because I watch mainstream media, you know, I watch CBS and the other, you know, some of the other channels.
You're braver than I am.
But, you know, I look at all the alternative media, too. I think it's important that everybody takes in everything. You look at CNN, right. MSNBC, and also look at, you know, Newsmax and, you know, frankspeech.com, you know, the new thing. You know, look at it all, you know, and then make up your mind.
The pieces fit.
Yeah, what I'm seeing is an incredible number of highly incredible scientists and doctors around the world saying that the government and the media are lying to us, and that this is a propaganda of genocide for a mass scale depopulation. Mm-hmm. You know, and this whole thing was planned many years in advance and orchestrated by, you know, what people termed as a deep state. They did this in order to fulfill the goals of the Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. To ultimately reduce 90% of the world population. Their plan to accomplish this was to use the fear of the pandemic to get as many people as possible injected with this experimental DNA modification. The vaccine really wasn't created to save us from the pandemic. The pandemic was created so that we would take this vaccine. And this is how they're planning on accomplishing this mass depopulation. According to these scientists and doctors speaking out, it is that modification of the DNA that starts a never-ending process creating a spike protein, which this process has over time, you know, some immediate results, some others it takes a couple of months, detrimental effects to the injected, some experience it, you know, sooner than later. The other element of this genocidal injection is that those who have been injected will shed from their bodies a more lethal strain adaptive variant that can kill all those who have not taken the injection. In order to spread this worldwide, their plan is to have the ones who have been injected, they will be the shedders of this more lethal strains. Those people would be given vaccine passports to roam freely across the planet. They estimate the population to be reduced considerably by the year 2030 and fulfill their eugenics plans for their new world order. There's no known antidote from what most of the doctors are saying, but Dr. Judy Mitkovits, I'm pronouncing it correctly, believes there's an antidote called Suramin, that's S-U-R-A-M-I-N, that can be used to treat the ill effects of the injection. But everybody else says there's nothing. Once it starts modifying your DNA, it's like it doesn't have an off switch. It just keeps on going.
Well, I do have an opinion on it. Let me share this real quickly here. And I know you've got a lot to say, so I'll be brief. But it's my opinion that, first of all, do not take the vaccine. And it's really an experimental drug. It's really not even a vaccine. It's a genetic modified mRNA concoction.
We should also state that we're not giving any medical advice on this program, and to consult your health professional for your health needs.
Well, I'm going to go ahead.
Yeah, thought we better put that in there. You know
that, but I'm tell you, this is my opinion. You know, so it's just coming from me. So believe what you want. But I'm going to tell you, do not take it. I'm so serious. People are dying from it. Marvin Hagler died within, what was it, 48 hours after taking it, the famous boxer. People are having all kinds of problems with it. And again, the mainstream media is suppressing that. But this is not a vaccine. It's an experimental drug. If you have any kind of health insurance, they will not cover it. You know, if you have life insurance, they will not cover if you die from it because they know. And so my advice is let me just I'll be kind. Dan, you're right. For myself, I don't want that in my body. I do not want that in my body. And even with the genetic part of it. I don't know if you've seen this, Dan, but there's some videos showing. So one of them is this person takes a one of the swabs they use to shove up people's nose, like way up high.
Right.
Apparently. And they start unpacking the threads of it. And you see these little silver things kind of moving along. What the hell is that? The little nanobots. And that's
kind of reminds you of Morgellons disease, huh?
Yeah, exactly. The little nanobots, and the same with the mask. Actually, I've refused to wear the mask. There's only a couple of times where I had to go into a big box store, and it's like, you know, Costco, even Walmart. I walked
in. The bacteria is making people sick. You know, doctors have said that, and there's been no peer-reviewed studies that show that the masks work. But there have been peer-reviewed studies in Denmark that show they definitely don't work. You know, it's
fence
some
to keep
say
out.
It's like mosquitoes going through a chain link fence, you know.
Exactly. The actual virus is about 1,000 times smaller than any of the masks. Unless you're wearing a hazmat suit, it'll pass right through that, no problem. And little Tony Fauci, or whatever you want to call him, Anthony Fauci, wrote a paper about how during the Spanish flu back, I guess it was about 1918, right? A lot of people contracted viral pneumonia.
Because of the bacteria from wearing the masks.
Wearing the mask. Exactly.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, you know, the key point on this, you know, people are like walking biological factories that are going to be shedding a more lethal variant that's going to come out, and that they expect will, you know, one of the former vice president of Pfizer, you know, given an example in China where they have these chickens and they use what these are called considered leaky vaccines. And so if they wanted to cull a whole bunch of the chickens, they vaccinate a certain portion that they want to keep. And within 3 days, all the unvaccinated ones, because of the leaking, the shedding that happens on the vaccinated chickens, the other ones die within 3 days. And that's kind of like, you know, relating this to what is going on. And, you know, the weaponized media will most likely spin and blame the unvaccinated for what will ensue in the months ahead, because this is acting kind of like a time bomb.
It's our fault.
And, you know, Dr. Tenpenny stated that, she said, quote, the depopulation COVID vaccines will start working in about 3 to 6 months. You know, yeah. So some people are like dying immediately. They're only they're showing up on the VAERS, you know, the vaccine adverse reaction reporting system, where people, you can go there and you can see the numbers, but, you know, less than 1% of actually report, and there's close to 4,000 people have died, and they've shut this thing down before where they had the previous flu, like 53 people died, and they shut it down right away. But we've got, you know, you can imagine if less than 1%, that number could be huge, how many people are having immediate adverse reaction. That's not talking about the people that when the DNA is modified, it just like keeps on generating these spike proteins, which will eventually have a detrimental effect within that person's body. But what will happen is it's like over time, it'll start shedding. So, you know, the people who are vaccinated or watching television, you know, could be led to think that the holdouts, you know, the ones that aren't getting the vaccines, are causing these new variants leading to their deaths because they didn't get the injection, you know. So the media is very good at spinning things around. So I think it's really important, like Eisenhower warned us, you know, only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry could protect our future liberties and freedoms. And, you know, the Nazis have, you know, eugenicists, you know, going way back. And, you know, you look at all the things that have been going on, you know, with the GMOs, the fluorides, the chemtrails, you know, everything else to attempt to cull the population down a little bit. But this just seems like an all-out, you know, this is like an all-out attack on humanity right now.
You know, Dan, I'll tell you, this is my assessment right now. It's the war we're in right now is actually bigger than planet Earth. This is what my intuition and my guides are telling me. And I have my wonderful Lyrian extraterrestrial friend as well. What they're telling me is that this is much bigger. But we are actually going to win this. It's deeper than just what we see on the physical dimension. So the spiritual dimension is where I think we're going to find our victory. And I think those of us that choose to listen, I had this experience recently where I tune into such a deep level of energy. It's hard to explain, but it's like, you know, your chi energy or your physical being, we have this within us that can unleash this.
Oh, I'm with you 100%. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I have an optimistic outlook on what's going to happen. I feel it's really important that people are educated and not be bamboozled, because the media is completely infiltrated and controlled to, you know, our citizens need to know that they've been deceived on the media and understand the mechanisms and the nefarious planned use of these experimental DNA altering injections that, you know, many highly credible scientists. If I could read just a couple of really brief statements here from
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Dr. Michael Yenden, he was Pfizer's former vice president and chief scientist. He says, quote, experimental COVID vaccines could be used for massive scale depopulation. Your government is lying to you in a way that could lead to your death. And then you have Dr. Roger Hodgkinson. He's the top pathology, an actual maker of the COVID PCR test. He says, quote, the greatest hoax ever perpetrated on an unsuspecting public, and that the masks are utterly useless. Then you have Dr.
They're bad for you, actually, but go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, for sure. Dr. Shuryat Bakhadi, mispronouncing his name like crazy, I'm sure. He's a world-renowned German biologist. He says, quote, they are killing people with COVID vaccines to reduce the world's population, unquote. And then you have Dr. Gerrit van den Bosch. He's PhD in virology, University of Hohenheim, Germany. He says, quote, mass infection prevention and mass vaccination with leaky, that's what they call them. They call it leaky because they cause the people to shed. COVID-19's in the midst of a pandemic can only breed highly infectious variants. And he's talking about the variants that come out from the shedding. And then you have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, widely regarded as the most knowledgeable physician on the adverse impact of vaccines. She says, quote, the depopulation COVID vaccines will start working in about 3 to 6 months. I read that earlier. Then you have Dr. Peter McLaugh, one of the world's most prominent medical doctors with expertise in treating COVID-19. He says, quote, the government is scrubbing unprecedented numbers of injection-related deaths. And then you have Dr. Larry Pavelski, he's explained in a little video how the people who are vaccinated or shedding should actually be quarantined from the unvaccinated. He says, quote, "This is not a vaccine. What we have is a massive, brilliant propaganda of genocide," unquote. Then you have Dr. Lee Merritt, former president of the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons. She says, quote, "Forced vaccines are Holocaust-level crime against humanity," unquote. You know, I could go on and on. There's many doctors around the world, you know, issuing, you know, warning, do not get this vaccine, you know. But they're all facing extreme attacks and censorship. But, you know, all these are not baseless conspiracy theorists, you know, these people saying this.
No, it's people that are really legitimately humanitarians and care about us and are giving us the heads up. Hey, you guys, you know, listen, I've been against vaccines since about, I don't know, the late 1990s or the early 2000s. I said, I ain't getting that flu vaccine. What the hell is in it? You're putting squalene and aluminum and mercury and baby parts. You know, what the hell else is in there?
I don't think I ever told you my great-grandfather was going up against Rockefeller back in the early 20s, 1920s, that
is. No, I never heard this.
He was the president of the Homeopathic Medical Society, and, you know, they were trying to shut all the homeopaths down back then.
Right. Well, what I'll say, you know, we're painting the listening audience. We are talking about a very dark picture, and we have to be aware. This is what I've always said on this show. You know, we have to actually shine the light on these dark places. But I'll tell you what, the energy of our consciousness, I think there's so much energy coming in right now. We have wonderful extraterrestrials. I don't know if you ever follow James Gilliland, but I think some of the things he's saying are really right on.
In Washington, up on the mountain.
Yeah, next to Mount Adams. I've met him in person, and so I got to read him psychically. You know, it's much easier to do if I actually meet you in person and can kind of read. I can't do it remotely, but it's easier.
I met him back in 2001, and I got a good read on him. Mm-hmm.
His energy is right on, and so he's tuning into both the, you know, I mean, what are angels? You could call them light beings. Also, I mean, there's different hierarchies and different realms, but there is really a huge amount of positive energy focused on Earth right now that we can tune into. So, folks, listen, even if you do have loved ones like I do myself that are visiting here now and possibly shedding nanobot AI stuff into me, I'm not having it because I don't choose to vibrate at that frequency. It's my, as best as I can understand, Dan, is that there'll be a bifurcation where those souls that still need the kind of, 3D reality, the a reality of
all the more reason to keep your immune system up, you know, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, you know, good supplements, and get plenty of fresh air. And, you know, breathe and visualize the most benevolent outcome for mankind and the deceptions being exposed. Use your creative power, you know, because we all, you know, we have that power. You know, they tried to, they're always trying to use fear and put us in a place where we feel like we're powerless, that we don't have any effect or any ability to change the situation. But the fact is, we're all like a fractal creative God that's part of a larger mind, and each of us affects the holographic whole of the whole thing. And, you know, so, you know, we can write the program any way we want. We can make it hell on earth, we can make it heaven on earth. But
and why
you know,
shouldn't we want to create paradise? And listen, I want to agree 100%. So we are sparks of the divine creator, and we are reality generators. So as we choose, so we manifest. So where we focus our attention is what we make real. And so I'm making real reality where I'm immune to any of that stuff, you know. So whatever the AI, and to tell you the truth, in my opinion, of all the dark forces that are arrayed against us, all the parasitic energies, which include the demonic realm and certain extraterrestrials, including the mantids and certain the grays aren't really negative. They're just really needy. But
don't be afraid to look at the dark elements, you know, because what you don't know, you know, sometimes can hurt you. You know, look at all the 250 million people have volunteered because of the fear that has been propagated, you know, with the false statistics that were created on the media, that there's this horrible thing going on, to basically convince them to take this non-FDA approved, you know, emergency approved, you know, it's not even a vaccine. It's a DNA modification.
Yeah.
And they've all been, so what you don't know sometimes can hurt you. So it's good to look evil in its face and expose it. And that way, it can't stand the light. It can't stand being looked at. It needs to operate in darkness and secrecy. That's why disclosure is, that's why I'm a disclosure witness, you know. One of its most feared things is to be exposed.
Each and every one of us is a divine spiritual being and a creator. Shine the light on it. This is why I talk about these dark subjects. You know, one of the other ones I talk about is the human trafficking. But, you know, what I wanted to finish saying on that last little rant I had was of all of the challenges we're facing, as best as I can tell, Dan, and, you know, I'd be curious what your thoughts are. But as best as I can tell, is that actually the AI intelligence is the the most challenge, the darkest challenge that we're facing right now. And I think we're winning.
The AI definitely plays a part in this. There's also, you know, the predatory races, as we mentioned, you know, the reptilian ones. And it seems there are little interesting connections, you know, back when... we were going to have disclosure back in 1954. That's what Eisenhower was planning in May, according to, you know, the letter from Gerald Light, you know, but Francis McIntyre went and spilled the beans to the Pope. And, you know, just 2 years before that, there was a leaked MJ-12 document where the Vatican, the Catholic Church, basically wanted containment on this issue. They didn't want it exposed. And so, you know, it's my belief that, you know, Eisenhower basically wanted to have the disclosure back in May of 1954, you know, after that meeting in February of 54. But these control elements connected with Vatican didn't want that happen, you know. And according to Lieutenant General Thomas McEnery, he said that basically the pandemic was to, one, destroy the economy, and two, to compromise the elections, which we know they did. And the elections were manipulated by the Vatican, it looks like, according to military intelligence, Leonardo satellites that the Italian military had.
Yep.
Went through the Dominion voting system. And so, the Vatican was manipulating our votes. You know, there was an executive order made back in 2018 that Trump did to seize the assets of any foreign interference to the election. So, you know, you're going to have, if that ever becomes active, I mean, they got all the goods on these people. So I have a lot of positive hope. But at what time this is all going to spring, I don't know. But, you know, if so, you know, if that executive order comes into play, that means that all of big media, all of big tech, all, you know, the Vatican, all these different elements that have the Chinese Communist Party, all these different elements that have interfered with our election, they'll have their assets seized and be shut down.
I think it's already happening. So here with the audit in Arizona, where I'm at, I'm in central Arizona. I am in Cornville, which is near Sedona, a very interesting place. The crazy stuff. I mean, I got actually, Dan, I know I think we've talked before about some of the stories I have, just the crazy stuff that's happened here with UFOs and grays and Russian troops and, underground bases being blown up. Secret Mountain got destroyed. Tom Dongo, I don't know if you ever heard of him, but
yes.
Yeah. I've met him a number of times, and he's just an amazing, like yourself, utterly amazing person that has really had the courage, as you yourself, Dan, has done, to look deep into these things and provide us with a great deal of information. He's a remote viewer and has looked into this stuff. And, I'll tell you what, folks, this is a war that's been going on, in my opinion, for a very long time. So all those people that have taken the black pill and said, I give up. You know what? Trump should have done this, and it should not have let that happen. Like, Trump is all powerful. You know, Trump is only as powerful as we give him our belief in him, right?
Yeah, we don't know everything that's going on behind the scenes. You know,
close to the backstory that's going on behind the scenes. It's really, I think, what he's presented us with. Us, first of all, he bought us some time. Because it was going to be Hillary. She was, their...
the Bilderberg's choice, yeah.
The chosen one who was going to bring us into a war and total economic disaster. And
for the 16-year plan, right.
Yeah. It's my viewpoint that we are in the process of really manifesting a positive future. And if you think of this war as having gone on, this is my opinion, Dan. I think we've been under the subjugation for not just decades or hundreds of years, but or not even thousands of years, but actually millions. I go back, my ET friend tells me about all about when the reptilians invaded the Lyran constellation and their planet, and they had no concept of war. They didn't have any defense. All they could do was a diaspora, was a flea, and to then colonize the Pleiades and Earth and many other star systems.
Yeah. Well, speaking about the reptilians, you know, there's an interesting thing that this whole pandemic was planned way back in 2005 at a high-level Freemason meeting in the city of London, where this military person, he spilled the beans that this thing was planned to have a biological weapon released in China. They said, you know, China catches a flu or catches a cold, rather, and that this is was tied into the Vatican and into a extraterrestrial race, which is no doubt the Draco. So it's kind of interesting that, you know, they plan these things way ahead of time, and they put a lot of predictive programming out, you know, like the 2012 London Olympics opening ceremony with all the medical beds and everything running around and the big virus. Did you ever see that?
Was that the Chinese where it was in Beijing?
No, that was in London.
London.
It was the opening Olympic ceremony for the London Olympics. They had this big virus, and they had all these
like the exact same form of the COVID.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so they do this into the collective mind. They know how to work the. Well, not to use the term magic, but they know. You know, they're tied in with the secret societies. Yes, people, they understand the collective mind.
To engage our consciousness, so they present these images because our belief in the reality of it is part of what, you know, they require that to make it manifest.
Exactly, exactly, Keith. You know, there's a lot of people that, you know, see these things happening in a world and decisions being made, you know. You know, it may not make much sense to them until you understand what's truly going on. And then all of a sudden, everything starts to fall into place and it makes sense. You know, just like, you know, when they, compromised the election, and they got their deep state asset in, you know, to try to resume since Hillary wasn't able to be put into place. So now they're trying to make up for lost time, obviously. And so that's why things are accelerating right now, because Trump basically took them back, you know, four years plus, you know, back on their timeline to create this new world order. And so everything's been accelerated, you know.
But he was vilified because he went after their money. He absorbed the basically the Federal Reserve into the Department of Treasury. And they are just not down with that at all. That is their number one system of slavery, and the TV is probably the second one.
You know, I think it's a big sting operation. Right now, yeah. It's a really important part of history right now that the people are paying attention because, you know, as I say, you can't tell the people about this stuff. It sounds like far, you know, conspiracy theory stuff, right? People have to see it with their own eyes. They have to witness it. And that's what the period we're going right now. People need to be paying attention right now. What's going on? You know, looking at as much as you can, you know, alternative sources beside the mainstream sources and see what's going on. Listen to what some of these highly credible scientists and doctors that are speaking out, that they're attempting to warn us, you know, because they've had this plan, you know, for some time to, you know, reduce the population dramatically.
And listen to your own heart, you know, because each of us, this is, again, I'll just put this out there. Like, I'm not a doctor, so I'm not giving you advice. I am not a guru. I'm not an authority. Each of you listening has a connection to God. Use your own heart. Use your own mind. Connect to your higher self and connect to God. And connect to your guides, which you have. And I know so many of you say, I don't know how to listen to my own guides. And I say, that's because you won't shut up. You can very easily listen to your own guides that are around you right now. You'll get love. You'll get that direct information from the highest source, which is not me, which is not Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, which is not any luminary, it's not Donald Trump, it's not Jesus. You can connect to actual source directly. That is my recommendation, that you tune into that. And you can develop that, and it's actually not that hard to do. It does not even take that much discipline.
It's just effortless.
it's
absolutely effortless. Yeah, you know, it's so important to do the inner work, like you're saying, Keith, and also do the outer work as well.
It actually kind of energizes you, so it's beyond effortless. It's actually gives you energy. So, thank you, Dan.
Yeah, you know, it's sort of a balance. You know, I totally agree. You have to connect your intuition, your higher self. You know, is like beyond all of this stuff. But you know, it's kind of like this balance of you know, connecting with your inner and that guidance that you're talking about, and at the same time, you know, being your authentic self and expressing and speaking. You know, speaking your truth, you know, when all of us understand that we're not each other's enemies, that, you know, we actually, humanity has like, has an enemy that is been basically trying to divide us, because when we're not fully aware we can be divided. When we're unified together as one, we can transform any kind of evil situation.
Yeah. They want us to fight each other.
Rather than being bamboozled by their psychological operations being used against us.
They want us to fight each other instead of recognizing who the actual enemy is. Dan,
exactly.
We are coming up to the top of the hour. You're very welcome to stay, although I know it's late. You may want to go. Up to you.
Oh, I go to bed at 10. I go to bed around 10 o'clock, usually. So, I'm enjoying this conversation. I know it's kind of dark, in a way, but, it's so important.
Anytime. Up to you or go at the top of the hour. Up to you.
I told my wife we would probably end at 10 o'clock, then we all can go to bed.
Listen,
she goes to bed
I'm so grateful to have you on for this hour. Listen, this was an extraordinary conversation. It's always fun with you, Dan. Why don't you tell everybody about your website and where people...
It is www.thewebmatrix.net, .com, but .net, thewebmatrix.net. It's free, and it's not professional, but it's my research of the last 20 years of what's going on. And, I just don't like being deceived and lied to. And I know we have a potential to make a beautiful heaven on earth and release the advanced technologies.
There you go, my friends. Dan Willis, go ahead and give out that website one more time because people may not have had a pen or paper ready.
Oh, www.thewebmatrix.net. And there's some interesting sections in there that, just keep researching. Question everything, because you start to find out that all of a sudden everything starts collaborating and all the different researchers all start to come to very similar conclusions about what's been hidden and how we've been indoctrinated over the decades into hiding this other reality.
There's the break. I'll just quickly say one of the most amazing things I found is how much commonality there is with all the people I've spoken with all over the world. Thank you, Dan Willis. We'll be back soon again. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Keith. Coming. Good night.
Good night.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The perfect triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, The Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
Please, hi, Karl Marx here. I am all seriousness today, my friends. There is this show you must not listen to. The ultimate remedy with this guy, LB. This guy has figured me out. I hear it on Tuesday, and he is telling the truth. I mean lies. Stay away from this guy. Where's my good hairbrush? Anybody see my mama?
Want to learn more about the Marxist agenda and other important stuff? Listen to The Ultimate Remedy with L.B. Bork, Tuesdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, right here on Revolution Radio.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
We are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne, and I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
We shall never surrender.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Listening to Keith AZ Live with Keith Roberts at revolution.radio.
I bought a toothbrush, some toothpaste, a flannel for my face, pajamas, a hairbrush, new shoes and a case. I said to my reflection, let's get out of this place. Past the church and
all righty, we are back. What a great conversation. Dan Willis, oh man, what a delight to have him on. This guy is incredible. I strongly suggest checking out his website, and he's the real deal. He has so much information to share with us. We scratched the surface, and I interrupted him too much. You know, I'm a little bit embarrassed. I should have been more patient and let him talk a little bit more. But I can't help it. You know, he's talking about stuff that just really lights me up. So that was a real joy to have him on. So we've got another hour to go. I'm going to go ahead and take calls. If anybody would like to call in, 928-202-4608. I will give that number again in case you want to get the number. I see Maggie in the chat room. I'm guessing that's Maggie Rose, our wonderful fellow host. Maggie, if you want to join, I'll take your call as well. If you felt talkative or loquacious, as they say, or lugubrious, anyway, you know, this is a very interesting time we're in. You know, I'll take a few minutes to talk a little bit personally. It's been a real joy for me this week to have my brother and two sisters come and visit here. My mom passed away last June, and so we're dividing up the estate. And it's just extraordinary that how generous everybody is. We're just going, no, you take that. No, you take that. You know, we all want to have memories of our mother, who was, my God, the most sweetest, generous person I've ever met. I mean, just off the charts. Everybody loves her. Actually, I think some people have expressed jealousy to me because of, you know, how much love she had for me. Like, love is some kind of limited commodity. It's not. It's you know, that is a fallacy that has been programmed into you know, the matrix of where we're at. It's just been such a joy. Everybody is oh my God, my brother and my two sisters, I love them so much. It's just been really beautiful to be together again. The last time, I can't even remember for sure. It's easily been over a decade since all four of us have been together. And especially my brother who voted for, excuse me, I hit the microphone. Sorry about that odd noise. My brother voted for Biden and has fallen for the mainstream matrix. So, but, you know, inside him is an incredibly sweet person. And I feel like I don't have to do that much to convince him. In fact, I don't think it's my job at all. I think the truth is going to continue to unveil. And all I have to do is plant a little bit of seeds, you know, just put that seed out there and see if it germinates, see if it grows and comes to fruition. I think it will. I think we're really exciting times are ahead of us. I think we've got a little bit of time. I was just looking at the chat center. I was seeing if Maggie, you know, I'll drag you. If you're welcome to join the show, if you're interested, you're a wonderful host and would enjoy your company if you want to come in. And that goes for anybody else. Again, at this point, it's open lines right now. If anybody else would like to call in, I will add you to the call. And we can, you know, have some fun and talk about current events, which is mostly what I like to cover on this show. Let's go ahead and do a little bit of a recap on what we talked about tonight. You know, it's very interesting. One of the things I've found with being a talk show radio host for now and in my eighth year, which is astonishing to me. But here I am, you know, here it is, 2021. Are you ready? You know, folks, have you taken some preparation? You know, have you been doing your homework? You know, I'll tell you what, I haven't done everything I should have. I am not going to try to pretend like I'm some kind of prepper or have solved all my own you know, issues. I haven't, you know, I've got work to do. You know, the wonderful thing is every day is a new day. Every time I wake up, there's fun opportunities to work on. One of the things I've done actually is I'd play it on air. I did a little bit with Doku, but it just does not come over well on Skype. I've got a song I just recently recorded that is actually pretty good. So I'm going to try to research on YouTube what the best way is to encode it, because there's going to be a digital algorithm which is going to compress the audio and make it suck. So I'll try to find the best one, which will give the best expression of it. But it's actually somewhat good. Not great. You know, I'm not trying to tell you anything special, but it'll give you a little bit of a feel for what I'm working on. One of the things I did recently was really improve the sound of my bass guitar by separating the bass and treble pickup, or what you would also could refer to as the bridge and the neck pickup. The neck pickup picks up more of the bass frequencies, and the bridge pickup picks up more of the treble frequencies. And when you separate them, I found myself, you know, I love Chris Squire bass guitar playing. In my opinion, he and Paul McCartney, the original Paul McCartney, and then the also the replacement Paul McCartney. Listen, I'll tell you what, I think, I don't know how they managed it, by the way. Did they already have a clone ready to go? I don't know how they did that. But as best as I can tell, there actually were, you know, the original, I think, was probably actually murdered. I don't think it was a car accident. I think they took him out. Just an opinion. You know, maybe someday we'll actually have a real revelation on that. Or perhaps, you know, as we develop our own discernment, we'll be able to really look at that and see what the deal was on that. But it was a big deal. The Beatles were, my God, they were huge. I actually went to a Beatles concert, believe it or not. I think it was in 1967. I think it was the last time they ever toured and played the San Francisco Bay Area. Where I saw them was at, I believe, the Kezar Stadium, I think. I forget what it was called, but it was, you know, basically a sports venue, and they had really crappy PA. What I remember about the event was basically a lot of young girls screaming. It was basically, ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles. And there's people swarming the stage. The only reason I got to go to it at age 7 or 8. If it was 1967, I would have been 8 years old. It was, my brother told me exactly when it was, and I don't remember. So apologies on that account. But it was approximately there. And so he's 4.5 years older. So he would have been like 13. He saddled himself right up close and got behind the stage and saw those boys, the Beatles, the great, in my opinion, the greatest rock band ever. In my opinion, Paul McCartney and John Lennon are the greatest songwriting duo there's ever been in the rock music, genre. But they were extraordinary, and especially John. I think John really had a light. I think there was a mind control program, and that's why I was saying, did they have a clone replacement in the Billy Shearer, to replace him? I think that's possible. You know, I don't know. You know, this again is speculation, but it's based on really looking deep into what really happened there. And if any of you have looked at the whole Paul is dead and all that stuff, the person that replaced the original Paul McCartney is a little taller, actually I think about 1.75 inches or so, his eyebrows are different, his face is very, very similar. And his voice, that's the thing. That's why I think it might be a clone. It's because the voice is so similar. But there is a difference in the bass playing as well. The replacement, Paul, had a little bit more of an angular bass playing style. Again, super melodic. One of the best bass players of all time, in my opinion, both of them. If there are two, and perhaps I'm wrong, perhaps that it's the same person all this time. you know, will we know or not? I don't know. It's possible. It's possible we may have answers to that. So anyway, let's talk about some of the subjects we had. Again, let me say, if anybody wants to join, Maggie, I see you in the chat. If you'd like to join the show, you wonderful fellow host, you're invited. So just call me. You got me on Skype. No problems. Keith Rebna 99 is my Skype handle. Keith Rebna 99. And anybody else out there that's tuned in. So what we talked about with Dan Willis is the something that is one of the levers that has been oppressing us, and that's the COVID-19 virus, or as I'd like to call it, Clovidia. I don't know why I like to call it that. I just feel there's a kind of a personality or an energy to this bioweapon that they unleashed. One of the things I wanted to say to Dan, which I disagree with some researchers, I agree with what Simon Park said. As best as I can tell, looking into it with my own version of remote viewing, I don't call it remote viewing. I call it just looking at it with your third eye, which all of you are capable of doing. This is innate within us. And by the way, your own psychic abilities are going to come up more and more. I'll bet you anything, y'all listening are having, you may be having some kind of, sparks or some lights, or maybe it's, getting to you in the dream state. But you're finding that your own personal energy, your own being is being lit up. And that's because you've chosen a path of truth. You've chosen a path of love. You've chosen a path of being in service to God, to Creator. Listen, I think if you're listening to my show, that this is the natural part of your being, that you've decided that you want to be a giver. And also, if you're listening to my show, you're aware that you have to protect yourself, and you have to have some defenses. And, this is the whole reason, I talked about my mother earlier. The reason she developed her psychic ability was not because she wanted to look behind the curtain at the wizard. It was actually because she wanted to defend herself against these deeper levels of parasitism that so many engage in, both humans and non-humans, both physical and non-physical beings. There is no shortage of those that have turned their eyes away from God and want to parasitize us and harvest our emotional energy to illuminate themselves. And it's actually not that easy to defend yourself against that, especially if you don't even know it's real. But even when you do, and especially if you're somebody that is true sensitive, that makes you, because you have those doorways open, those channels, you can be a little bit more susceptible. That's the case with myself. Learning how to occupy yourself is a very good idea, especially for those of us that are kind of done with this reality we find ourselves in now. Aren't you? I'll bet you are. I bet you that if you're tuned into this show, you're ready for a better place. You're ready to be in a reality where we don't have to deal with defending ourselves, where we're with people that are really supportive of our own creative ability. So that's where I think we're heading. Do not have any callers yet. Listen, anybody wants to call in. Again, open lines now. So I see a number of wonderful people in the chat room. I am taking calls. Area code 928-202-4608. I'll give that one more time a little bit slower if you need to get a pen or pencil. Area code 928-202-4608. Oh, I see Mr. Rowe says a 6-point earthquake in California. Is that, I'm guessing Southern California. Is that LA area, Mr. Rowe? Let me know. I remember earthquakes in California. I remember a 6.0. I forget where it was centered. I think it was centered in east of where I was living at the time in Center Fell, California. But, man, the ground shaking beneath your feet. If any of you have not experienced a real earthquake, I have. And it's, you know, the earth herself is shaking. I'll tell you what, I think the reason we have not experienced a lot of the harsh changes, which many have been predicting for a long time, is because that we have been moving forward. People really get it. One of the ideas that many people have talked about is that you'll hear somebody who has made very accurate predictions, and then all of a sudden their predictions of really harsh earth changes don't happen. I think it's because that not so much that these people were not correct, but that the future they saw at that time would have manifested. Yet enough of us listened and we said, you know what, it'd be nice if we had a little bit more of a benign, easier time of it, less difficult future. And I think that's really happened right now. And I think that's happening now as we speak. So what Dan and I were talking about earlier was a much harsher reality. So the these dark forces, again, I'll tell you, the number one, as best as I can tell, is AI intelligence. But there's also many others. Just like on planet Earth. So think about it for a moment. In your own sphere of relationships, you probably know people that go from the spectrum of very nice to not so much so. You know, you may even know some people that have, do things that are really not a good case. I don't know about you all, but I have been robbed. I have not been assaulted, but I know there's many that have. And God bless you. I'm sorry that you had to experience that, you know, and I want to support you and tell you, man, I really think we're moving into a time when people are going to be experiencing so much abundance that they won't have the fear that they need to harm somebody else to make their own life better. Of course, it never does, you know, if you choose that path, but they don't know that they're operating on a, a different idea of how the world works. Dog eat dog or get while you can, that kind of materialistic viewpoint, which sadly, so many do. So I've experienced being robbed and not directly. They didn't point a gun at me. I just had stuff stolen. And, you feel so violated. I think we're moving into a place where there will be so much abundance. People won't need, you know, there will be a lot less need. I think a lot of the type of violence is generated from believing in a lack of what they need. It's based on fear. It's based on fear that you won't get enough. And I think we will. I think we're gonna find ourselves moving into a space where things are way more abundant. And you know, one of the things, you know, I'm doing here on this radio show is narrating to you that possibility. So if you imagine this, if you have this idea that perhaps this is possible, perhaps I can participate in making the world a better place. Perhaps even if I don't go protest or, you know, boycott such and such or whatever, perhaps the most powerful thing I can do is to have a vision of being in a place, and not in the future, but right now. Imagine yourself right now having all your needs met, experiencing love of each other at a very deep level, and feeling really fulfilled. I'll tell you what, I'm at that place right now. My brother and my two sisters, you know, we're here dividing up my mom's estate, and it's extraordinary. I said, well, you know, I don't really need anything. You know, I just want to support you guys. And then they said, you know, well, what? You should look at this. You know, so, okay. And I said, well, actually, there are some things that would be nice. So what ended up is I got the wonderful gifts. I got a huge crystal, which has so much of my mother's energy. Oh, man, it's extraordinary. She's passed. But I can still feel her. She still talks to me, and I knew she would. I actually watched her go through the transition and come back to us once she was ready. My impression is that time is different when you're no longer physically incarnated. You know, when you leave your body and just at your soul level. And I watched her go through that. Watched every minute of it. It was actually intense for me. Loved her so much. As she was approaching her last stages, it was like divine torture. I was so upset. I was not a happy camper. I was like, oh, God, how can I? This is so painful. And then I got it. I got that. Well, what would you want? Would you want it to have never happened? Or would you have want her to live her life and be present at the final stages where I was in a position to do everything possible to make it more comfortable for her? Well, certainly the latter is the case. I think all of you would agree with that. And there it was. And so when I realized that, when I really kind of got that, you know, in that really extreme pain I was feeling, because it's not easy to watch somebody die. I don't think any of you would disagree with that. It's not easy to watch somebody slowly die, but there I was, and there it is. And but it was a natural death. It was not COVID. It was not any kind of cancer or anything like that. It's straight up old age. She was 94 years old. 94 years old. God bless you if you live that long. My hope, to be honest with you, is that I live well past that. I'm hoping to live into 200 and 300, maybe even 900s with energy that's coming. Not the medical technology so much. I think we're moving into a reality that we can energize ourselves and really, come to a greater understanding of existence, where we just are able to enjoy life and have an interest in continuing. So my hope is I do live well past that. But as at present terms, if I live to, past 80, I'll be, that'll be impressive because I, like many of us, have not taken as good a care of myself as I might have. But I'm trying. All right. I was just looking at the chat room to see if anybody had any comments. So as best as I can tell, with the COVID virus and the vaccines, that's, my wonderful guest, Dan Willis, main subject. And of course, it was me that brought up the UFO stuff. When we texted each other, wanted to primarily talk about that. I should have let him just go off on that because there is so much data. But probably all of you are very aware of a lot of the numbers. One of the numbers is that actually less people died in 2020 than 2019. If we look at overall deaths as collated by the Center for Disease Control and other, data collating sources, less people actually died. And then, again, my older brother, what about the deaths? What about the people that died? Said people always die. Happens every, I think it happens every, what is it, every 40 seconds or something like that? If you look at just the 7+ billion people here on the planet, every minute somebody reaches terminal velocity, if you want to put it that way. And less people died. So they've been manipulating the numbers. They have been not telling us the truth. The mainstream media has been lying to us. And, this is what I try to communicate to my loved ones, but I just don't think they can hear it from me. The mainstream media, the television, the nightly news is a propaganda arm of dark forces that they've been used to. This is something Scott McKay says, a wonderful fellow host on the network. The dark forces are not used to losing, and they had a real taste of it when Hillary was their anointed one, and positive forces, as best as I can tell, I've got two different stories. One of them is that positive elements of the NSA went and changed the vote back to what it really was, and Trump was elected. And if I don't know how many of you were watching or remember, but I certainly was. We actually did a big show. We had our wonderful station creator, Nighthawk, Mike Ringley, was still with us at that time, and we all went on air. Sean David Morton and myself and Nighthawk and so many other wonderful people. Mr. Rowe was probably there. Mr. Rowe, post in the chat if I think you were on air too. I think John Wayne. I don't remember everybody, but we're all just like, yeah, okay, this is huge. This is actually a victory. This is a win. So whatever's happening, the good guys had a hand in it, and we are being given a real opportunity here. And I think what Trump showed us is that we really have that opportunity. We're going to see how this plays out. I'll tell you what. The Arizona audit, I'm watching that closely. There are 9 cameras that they have. I believe it's auditaz.org. I forget the actual website, but it should come up really quickly if any of you, you know, want to find that. And you can bring up the cameras. They've got, I think, 103 Democratic lawyers trying to shut it down. You know, they told us this was the most fair vote ever. So how come they have a problem with us forensically analyzing it? And they're still resisting. The latest thing is that the routers, they don't want to give up the routers, which probably show the links to Frankfurt, Germany, I believe Madrid, Spain, and the Vatican, where they were dialed in, connected to the internet, which they're not supposed to be, by the way. So we'll see how that plays out. It's my estimation that if we actually get truth about this, which I do consider it a possibility, we may or may not. I don't know. I'm not telling you guys we will get the truth about this, but I consider it a possibility. And if we do, I think we're going to find that at the very least. That, so I was estimating between 100,000 to 200,000 votes will turn out to be fraudulent. But the information I just heard yesterday was actually they found about 1,000,000 and 250,000 are fraudulent. I think we're going to find. And remember, Biden only won by 10,000. So it's a slim margin here in Arizona. And I'll tell you what, everybody I talk to, it's easy to come up when you're in, I'm in a rural area, you know, it's not like a urban center, you know, we talk to each other and it's very easy to strike up these conversations with either employees or customers of the local, businesses around here, and what I find is people are all like, yeah, man, this is we have so much hope that we'll find ourselves in a better place, and we'll find that Trump really did win. There is the idea among many who are doing YouTube and podcasts and BitChute and Rumble and Odyssey and I forget all the others. Brand New Tube's another one. There's a lot of alternative media platforms which are actually really doing a lot better because of the censorship on YouTube. You know, whereas they never would have had the traffic because YouTube is obviously there was a huge purge and back in October, but it continues to go on. A lot of people like Mike Jacko, who I think is, I'm really impressed with. I have not met him, or had him on my show, but as best as I can tell, the guy is genuine, and I like him a lot. Everything he says, is stuff I would tell you as well. So far, you never know. Listen, we have to be cautious. There are people that are playing a role. So we don't want to just give our trust away necessarily. But there are also very good people emerging right now. And so, use your discernment and be careful. But also, check out these different sources to see. I know 107's got a lot of attack as well. As best as I can tell, he's right on. I'll tell you somebody else, Simon Parks. I actually, of all of them, I've been listening to him for a long time. I really think he is genuine. So again, over 107 and Michael Jacko, Simon Parks, I would say, is somebody that I consider very strongly that he's telling the truth as best you can. I think 107 and Michael Jacko are as well. But we have to be careful. We never know. We want to use our discernment and be careful because, don't believe in anybody. Believe in yourself. You're the one that's going to make the choices with your life. I'm seeing a couple comments in the chat. I had a cat, actually was just talking about it the other day, had six front toes. She had two thumb claws on her, both of her front feet, polydactyl. Her back feet were normal, but her front feet had extra thumb claws, and she was the sweetest kitty ever. Actually, my current calico is named after her, Sasha, and she's sitting next to me. She's on a little kitty perch that she likes. So anyway, with the COVID-19, so it originated in the Wuhan province, and the official story is that it was came from that bats in that market, which they don't eat bats at. I mean, there's so many ways to break this down and find out. This is not, this is just a story, a narrative that we're supposed to believe, which if you have, do a little bit of discipline, you do a little bit of research, you can easily break it down and, unpack it. And again, we'll never know. I wasn't there and I'm guessing you weren't, so I'm not going to tell you. I know the answer to this. But I think Simon Parks' explanation of how this played out is accurate. That's what I get when I look at it with my third eye, when I remote view it or whatever you want to call that, using those higher levels of consciousness. What I think happened was exactly what Simon Parks said, was that there was a transfer between a technician and a operative of the dark cabal, and that there was a white hat. Actually, this is more than Simon Parks said. I forgot. I should have presented it that way. What I see happening was that this was interfered with. What Simon Parks said was that the transfer somehow didn't quite work out, and a vial broke on the cobblestones or whatever the pavement is in that market, that China, farmers market type of environment. I think there was actually positive interference that then caused the release of that. I think it was supposed to be released in New York and LA. I think that's what the intention was. We saw a very interesting video. Hey, I see Scott McKay in the chat room. Scott, if you want to come on this show, I'm on Studio A. This is Keith Roberts. I've only got 10 minutes left, listen, Scott McKay, if you're listening to Studio A, I am a fan of yours. You do really good work. I've been listening to you, and you probably never heard of me, which is fine. I think very highly of you. And if you want to join in the last 10 minutes or so, let me go look. Go in the host chat. I'll find you there. Let's see. Let me go ahead and open up that. Anyway, Scott McKay, whether it's tonight or another night, I'd love to have you on this show. Love to chat with you, Scott. You do really fantastic work. I'm really impressed with it, what you're bringing to this network. This is a fantastic network. It's an incredible joy to be a part of it. I see some other people saying hi. He hasn't responded yet. He may be just kind of tuning up. Perhaps it'll go on whoever follows me. Probably one of our wonderful other hosts, the mechanic, may be planning to pick up the chat, or Dean, or Money Dean, or Bruce. We shall see. I'm sure you can tell I'm a little bit fatigued. As I said earlier, we're dealing with the estate here, and I got to tell you, it's emotionally exhausting. It's end of an era. My mom was born in 1925. I mean, think about that for a moment. 1925. Oh, I missed a call. Let me bring this person on. Hold on. I am going to bring on somebody real quick here. Spread love. I apologize. I missed your call, but I am going to call you. So we'll see in the closing minutes of the show that I'd love to hear what you would like to share with us. So here we go. Spread love. I'm calling you right now.
Hi,
excellent. Hey, my friend. How are you doing?
Very good, my friend. Very good. I thought I'd help you out in your last 10 minutes.
I appreciate that. Do you have any comments or anything in particular that caught your interest?
Yeah. Can you hear me clearly?
You are loud and clear.
Good. Yeah, because I'm actually on my phone. I'm actually doing a cooking event here in Australia, in Byron Bay. So I'm just setting up. I thought I've got 10 minutes spare. But I'd just like to say with your guest, that what was the guy's name, the guest you had on earlier? Very interesting.
Dan Willis,
that's right. Yeah, of course. I mean, I've heard him many times before. Yes, I see there's a lot of narrative in general. I mean, I was listening to Rents today as well, Rents Radio, and a couple of other stations that I sort of like when I get a little bit disinterested with what I'm listening to. I've got a few stations I go to, and some podcasts, and there's a lot of talk about, and there has been for a while, the whole alien disclosure, Project Blue Beam. There's a whole lot more language about the alien intervention, or potentially the alien control of the people at the top of the pile. You know, the people making all the decisions, and the Vatican, of course. I don't think it stops with them. I think it goes much higher. Whether they've been here for a long time already, or they're coming back. So yes, it makes a lot of sense to me, isn't it? And I've been talking about it on my show. I'm back on a Monday night. For me, it is Monday night, early 6 a.m. EST. Is it EST, Eastern Standard Time?
Eastern Standard Time, 6 a.m. on Studio A or B?
Studio A.
All right.
So I've done a back on. I had a little holiday because I moved home and lost a decent internet signal, and work got in the way. But I've been doing my prep, and now I'm back on, and really enjoying the show. It's funny, Keith, because I've been talking about, I don't know if you've ever heard of my very first introduction to alternative news or alternative information came a long while ago, and I did my show and discussed it the other day. And I don't know if you've ever heard of a book or a group of series of books called The Matrix, nothing to do with the movie.
By Val Thorian or whatever?
Val Valerian, yes.
Valerian. No, never heard it. Kidding. Yes, of course. Actually, I almost bought them. I was buying a lot of those books, and I saw those. They were kind of expensive. This is why I didn't pick them up.
Yeah. Well, I've got them on PDF. I've been looking at them for many years. That was my first introduction. And he discusses, I mean, you know, who knows whether he's correct or not, but he discusses a lot of very, very valid points in that there are two kinds of people here. There's the sequential, there's simultaneous incarnations, which are all of us wonderful human souls with spirits and higher selves and whichever label you want to give it. And then there are those beings that live a long sequential life where they take the knowledge with them into the next body. And that would make sense when you hear about the stories of the royal family and the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds. They seem to live ridiculously long lives. And it makes sense with all of the child sacrifice and the adrenochrome and all of that kind of thing to enhance and keep them alive as long as possible. And their fear and dislike of humans is discussed because they don't have that soul connection. I don't know if you ever read the final book, The Matrix 5, the gold edition.
No, I haven't, but I actually have a extraterrestrial friend that has been telling me all this stuff, and this is real. I'm telling you, folks. I'm here as a witness.
Yeah. It makes sense to me as well. I mean, I've been reading a lot of excerpts and parts of the book in my last show, and I'll be going back into it this week as well, because I think right now it's so prevalent for us to really be able to take a step back. We're also caught up in COVID and so caught up in masks and division in families and now this whole shedding narrative, which I've yet to see any first-hand experience of anybody. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I mean, I'm waiting to see somebody who has got sick and they believe it's because of being in the vicinity of people who've been vaccinated. I've yet to see anything but nurses and doctors who I've never met in my life, could be actors as far as we know, telling us that they've got loads of clients that are getting this and loads of women who are coming back into their menstrual cycle after they've had menopause already. I've yet to see firsthand experience, which is...
Let me say this real quick because we're running out of time, but it's my opinion that the only people that are going to get sick are those who already have a trauma inside them, a level that's triggered. That needs to be expressed. So those of us that are choosing light, I don't think are going to have much of a problem. Just my opinion, but I really believe that.
Resonates as well with me. Yeah. I mean, it makes sense. If you believe in something enough, it can fit. It can definitely affect you physically.
Well, I think it's a choice. I think it actually comes down to a deep level, and if you do the inner work. And you really address your subconscious and your inner child and those deeper parts of who you are, you don't need to have any problems. Even with people, I think, Dan was talking about vaccination shedding. I don't think that's going to really be an issue for those of us that just don't want it. I think the only people that are going to have issues are those that are not quite ready to embrace the light. Sadly, there's also a huge amount of us that are ready. We're just ready and waiting and eager to participate and enjoying our energies with facilitating this paradise that we're rapidly moving towards.
Yes, I love it. I love Keith. I just wanted to say as well, I love your never ending, unbounding positivity and always looking to see the light at the end of the tunnel. I love it.
It's up to us, but we can do it.
Yeah.
And so let's go, my friends. Love you. Yeah. I love you all with unbounding energy. I love each and every one of you beyond anything I can express with my voice. But I think you can still hear those frequencies.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So yeah, thanks for letting me pop in and say hi.
Oh, man, I hope you do again soon. I love your message, and anytime you want to join my show, you are have 100% welcome.
Thank you. And likewise, if you're ever around, I don't know which part of the state you're in.
6 a.m. is when I'm generally finally falling asleep.
Ah, okay. Yeah, it's one of those times. It's like the breakfast show, but it's the middle of the night across the rest of the state. So, but if you're ever up that time and you like what I'm talking about, please call in or send us a message and we'll bring you in.
You are a fantastic human being. You are one of those people that are facilitating the movement into the wonderful space that we are entering into. So I'm guessing that everybody listening right now is already lit up. They're lit up big time. They're lit up because they have the, first of all, the personal choice of making a decision that they want to be happy. They want to enter into a more loving relationship with not just each other, but the world and the universe and God, you know, the creator. And we want that. We've chosen the path of light and love, and that's where we're at.
We certainly are. We certainly are. And it is all a state of mind. It really is. I truly think it's important that we're up to date with the other side of the coin and what's coming. I mean, it's right in our face now, but you're so right. We have to have a neutral positive. I think a little bit more neutral is a very, very important part. But ultimately, we need to be positive. We need to see where we want to go. Otherwise, we're going to get taken where we don't want to go. And that's humanity as a whole.
And with my family, I'm not trying to convince them of anything. I actually specifically told them, do not listen to my show tonight because you're going to hear information that you don't want to hear. You know, they're just not ready. They're going to need somebody they consider an authority. And they certainly don't consider me that. I'm their crazy brother who's been in the UFO since the 1970s.
And I don't think you're alone. See you soon, Pete. Thank you. All right.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.
Anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet.
I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look!
It's just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here.
What are you going to do, bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning.